We are starting with our next talk. Next talk is from Josep Font and Jose Angel de Bustos about ACME certificate issues using FreeAPA.
Hello, welcome to ACME Certificates with FreeAIPA, Simplify SLTLS Management. I'm Josep Andreu Font. I am Senior Technical Account Manager at Red Hat. My colleague is Jose Angel de Bustos. He is Senior Specialist Solutions Architect, also at Red Hat. Here is the summary of what we'll see. We start with an overview of ACME protocol. We'll see the features of the protocol. We continue with MotMD client. We'll see how to tune this client, the limitations, how systemd can help us to manage all this process. We continue with a demo of MotMD. And Jose Angel will continue with Cert Manager and demonstration of Cert Manager, and finish with conclusions. Okay, in 2024, Digital PKI and Trust reported approx 38% of organizations are using manual procedures to track and manage certificates and outdated and legacy methods. And this has a lot of limitations that we already know, like it's an efficient process, it's also so much complex, time demanding, and really prone to human error. And this can lead us to a significant impact and painful outage. As we know, for example, this can produce loss of trust, bad reputation, or unavailability of services. Expedited local certificates can have significant impact, and ACME come to help to solve all these problems. ACME was designed by Internet Security Research Group for their free CA, that is Let's Encrypt. And it's enabling the automation of issuance and renewal of certificates. It also removes the need of any kind of human interaction and all the human errors that can be introduced. Okay, traditional process to manage certificates, it's a very tedious one and involves a lot of steps, like generate CSR, submit the same to trusted CA, proof ownership via manual domain validation, waiting time for the CA, copy cert to server, install, validate, monitor and track, renew, start again, all this process. And the ACME is comprised by two parts, that is the server and client, and will perform all these steps completely automatically. And these are avoiding all the manual and process that is really error prone. With ACME and free Paddock Tax CA, you can deploy an automated PKI with low cost and very little effort. FreeAIPA with ACME are providing short lifetime certificates that by default are 3 months, but are configurable. And this is to be in line with the free open source Let's Encrypt profile. And ACME are using a challenge and response authentication mechanism to prove that the client has the ownership of the domain. This can be done via provision of HTTP resource on the origin or via creation of a DNS record. This is to prove that the origin is legit. Now Jose Angel will continue with overview of protocol.
Yeah, thank you. So, request must be authenticated, okay? Because who stopped me from request a certificate for a fosden.org organization and impersonate that organization? How this is done? ACME protocol incorporates two challenges, one based in DNS and the other in HTTPS. We are going to see the HTTPS, okay, which is quite similar to the DNS. So the entity using the certificate is the ACME server, and the one requesting for the certificate is the ACME client. So when they talk together, they interchange their public keys. So the server creates a nonce, it's a piece of information who sends to the client. Then the client encrypts this nonce using its private key and exposes this encrypted file at the domain. For instance, example.com here. Then the server gets this encrypted file, decrypts it using the public key from the client, and compares with the nonce he sends to the client. If both are the same, the challenge is solved. So the public key for the client is authenticated and validated to ask for certificates for the domain, okay? To ask, to renew, and even to revoke them. Okay. The revocation is the same because the key is the public key for the client has been authenticated. So he performs a request for revocation and sends to the server. The server validates the key and then revokes the certificate and includes this certificate in the CRL. Just all the clients for the site can check if the certificate is valid or not. Okay, so now my colleagues will introduce you about FirePath implementation.
Okay, ACME by default is disabled on FirePath.xca, and enabling it is a deployment-wide operation because it's deployed automatically in all the servers that have the CA rule installed. And this happens because it's in the LDAP replicated database, and this can be managed with ipacme-manage command. It's important to remark that a lot of certificates can accumulate over time, so you need a process to automatically prune or push certificates. This is implemented with random serial numbers version 3. This can be done automatically, but the same can be enabled in installations with sequential serial number certificates, but this pruning mechanism need to be done manually, but this is also possible. And switch is expected to come from installations with sequential serial numbers to random serial numbers in the near future. Okay, ModMD is the Apache module that are providing SSL certificates from your domains, gathered from any CA that are supporting the ACME protocol. It implements a robust OCSP protocol stapling. Stapling is the method by which it's not the browser who contacts the CA, it is the web server instead. And it enables a fast page loading. In this way, Apache are checking the status of certificates regularly in the background, and this is a process that is needed to fount any revocations. The ModMD features, the main features are certificate requests using ACME protocol, as we said, automatic certificate renewal for expired and also for revoked certificates. Revoked is a really new feature in the last release of ModMD. Wildcard certificate support, you can also monitor certificate status, OCSP stapling, and the notification when certs are about to expire or being revoked. As I said, the new version of ModMD will enable the renewal when a revoked status is observed, but you need a graceful reload for the HTTP server to put the certificates in place in the running configuration. It's graceful, so it does not interrupt the ongoing request, and these are the main parameters that you can configure. Then the stapling, it's to enable OCSP stapling at the level of the Apache server. And the check interval is the interval by which HTTP will refresh the HTTP response from any certificates that are installed. It's the minimum time for HTTP to notice if there are any change in the certificates. Then the renew window is the percentage of time before the expiration date that the certificate is able to be renewed. If we put 1%, it's 1% before the expiration date. That is, in this case, in the example, is 20 minutes. And then the stapling renew window is the minimum time to retrieve an OCSP fresh response that is subtracted to the default time, that it's 12 hours. If we set this to 99%, the subtract to 12 hours of this 99% gives us approximately 7 minutes. Okay, as said previously, you need to reload the HTTP service to be able to put the certificates in the running configuration, but it will be nice to not have to do this periodically, instead to do this only when it is really needed and you have some certificates to be renewed. You can do that with systemd. With systemd you can manage if some specific file exists in your server, and if this file exists, the system detects that this file exists, you can trigger some actions. In this case, you can trigger a reload of the service. This can be combined with wildcards also, so you can check multiple paths in your server. And you can add also multiple managed domains. So you can have a multi-site web server that are completely automated and scalable. And with that, you can have all the complete lifecycle covered. Okay, this is a demonstration about how it's going to renew an expired certificate.
Sorry for this.
Apologize for this delay. Okay, here you can see that the certificate is being renewed in 30 seconds. 30 seconds, certificate will be expired. You have the two certificates of your website that are the two last. Certificates are configured on the web server. You can also see the expiration date of each one. Certificate is marked to be renewed in few minutes, in few seconds. If you return to empty status, the renewal time has been passed and right now it's being renewed and you have the two certificates put in place. Two certificates have been reissued by the DocTaxiA and you have that configured in your Apache server. And the expiration date is being updated. Case for the revoked certificate is more or less the same. You can see down the OCSP status for both that are good. In 40 seconds, this will be refreshed. You are going to revoke one certificate. You give it a reason. You can see one of them is revoked. OCSP status still not refreshing the response, so you can see certificate status is good. But you can call the OCSP response and you can check that this is revoked. This is the expiration date also. And in 10 seconds, the certificate will be automatically detected as revoked. You can see the OCSP status down that will be changed. This is now revoked. You can have the information in the HTTP error log. And now DocTaxiA is renewing the certificate. The operation takes a little few seconds. Okay, now certificate status is good. The new one has been reissued by DocTaxCA. And you can see it in the entity management, the new certificate is generated. And you can see the new expiration date has been updated. And now it's marked as certificate status is good. Ah, okay, continue, please.
So we have seen how IPA is working with client for traditional applications, but we can use this with our applications running on Kubernetes. For that, we're going to use the Third Manager operator. Okay, this is a project for the Cloud Native Foundation and was initiated in 2020, and it reaches its maturity level last year on September. Okay. We can use different issuers to get certificates from with the Third Manager operator. If you see the matrix for the users, you can see free IPA. Okay? But in this case, the user, although we are using free IPA, is ACME protocol. Because free IPA can use the ACME protocol, so we are going to use the ACME issuer from Third Manager. We can incorporate our private server, our private free IPA, to use the certificate. So we need to track this certificate and the root of the trust chain for the certificate. For that, we need to use the Trust Manager together with Third Manager, okay? Just to track the certificate for our PKI. So a few things about Third Manager. By default, certificates are used for 90 days, the default standard in ElasticSearch and the XCMI protocol, unless the renew before field has not been set. Okay? The minimum life for a certificate was 1 hour. Okay? All the certificates by default will be renewed after two or the third time it was passed. So at that moment, Third Manager operator will try to renew the certificate. Okay, he starts trying to renew if some problem arises in that. We can reuse certificates under some circumstances. The certificate is going to expire, is one of them. The data between the certificate and the certificate specifications in Third Manager are not matching, so in this case, a new certificate will be requested. And if the secret in which the certificate is kept in Kubernetes is missing, automatically, Third Manager operator will ask for a new certificate, okay? But we cannot send a revocation request from Third Manager, okay? So we are seeing a demonstration about how to use, to issue certificates from Third Manager operator. Okay, I start from the beginning, sorry. Now this is the operator, this is the cluster user, this is the free IPA server. Now we're going to log into free IPA server. That's as the certificates issued. Now we're going to deploy a simple application, a silly one. Now we are going to check that the application is running in the Kubernetes. Okay. And now we are going to deploy an ingress resource just to expose the application to the outside world. This triggers a certificate request to free IPA. So as you see, this there in the ready field, this is false. This requesting the certificate and solving the challenge. When it's true, the certificate will be issued and put into the application just to be used. Okay, as you see, it's true. We refresh, and now we see a new certificate in the free API server, that one. This is all the information we have about the certificate. And now we are going to connect to the application. This is the standard road. This is a silly one, and we can see the new certificate used by Free API. This was all done automatically. Okay. As we say that the minimum time for the certificate is 1 hour, we can stay here for 1 hour just to see how it expires. What I want to see is how to reuse a new certificate when we delete the secret. Okay. This is the certificate in the thermal operator. This is the application with the previous certificate we have created. This is Free API. We have the certificates, only one. Now we're going to get the secrets from the application to delete it. Now we're going to delete the secret that triggers an event that third manager operator checks that the secret is missing, so he's going to request a new certificate for the application. So in case someone deletes the secret by error, by mistake, this is no problem. Automatically it will be renewed. You see that this is in false state, so there's no, now it's true. The new certificate has been issued. Now we're going to revoke the old one because it's no longer valid. We don't have it. As you can see here, there are two certificates. One which is revoked, this is the old one, the new one. This is all the information we have at the IPA. And now we can check that this is a new certificate, checking the dates, okay? And we have all the information again in the Thermal Manager operator. So well, we have here some resources that are available in the slides in the platform in case you want to look for more information. Okay. So we have seen how using Free API ACME protocol, we can easily manage the lifecycle of our certificates. We don't need any human or hardly any human interaction. We must only to create the application and there all the certificates will be issued on renewal when they're expired. We have seen two examples, one about traditional web application running in Apache, but, for instance, or for application running in Kubernetes. But it doesn't matter what kind of application we have. If we have an ACMM client, because we can use our application together with Free API to keep all our certificates updated. Okay. And what's more important that we can have our PKI integrated with Free API just to not need to go outside our organization to ask for certificates. Okay. So thank you very much for being here, attending this session. We hope it's something interesting for you, and if you have any requests, please, you can start asking. Thank you very much.
Any questions? No questions?
Yeah? Can we ask this workflow with other global CAs instead?
Can we use this workflow with other global CAs instead of let's anchor? Because...
Okay, I can understand. So what you the question was, can we use this workflow with other global CAs instead of Let's Encrypt? This is not Let's Encrypt. This is your deployment of FreeIPA CA. This is like your stuff. It just uses the same standard ATMEC that Let's Encrypt implemented for the public CA.